Good morning and welcome to Sharpening Our Souls, the ministry of Old River Baptist Church with Senior Pastor Danny Binney. We're excited that you're joining us this morning, and we would love it if you could come and be a part of our morning worship and Bible study at the church on Old River. To find out our service times, you can visit us on the web at www.oldriverbaptist.com, or you can call our church office at 281-576-6030. Let's join our pastor this morning as he delivers our sermon from the Word of God.
What does your Christmas sound like? Is it secular? Are you thinking about, what the things that children think about? Think about Rudolph. Think about Santa Claus. Think about presents arriving under a tree. What does your Christmas sound like when people hear you talk about Christmas? Down here in this area, we seldom see a white Christmas. But is that what you think about when you think about Christmas? Or do you think about that night? That night, that holy night, that awesome night when Christ was born. So Christmas is a time that we celebrate the beginning of the Savior in this world. So how will you begin this Christmas? Whenever Matthew began his story and his version, of the Christmas story, he began it with a book of genealogies, a book of Genesis, a book of beginnings, if you please. He began it by talking about how the ancestry, the family tree of Jesus, what it was like and who he was kin to. And so he brings in the story and he presents Jesus as a king and a king that was greater than David. He represents him and presents him as a teacher greater than Moses. He brings in the story of the wise men who came looking for a king. And Mark says, I'm not concerned about the birth. I'm not concerned about his parents. I'm not concerned about who he's kin to. I want you to know that he was baptized by John. And I'm going to leave out all the narrative of the birth, and I want to get right to the fact of who Jesus was and why he came. And so Mark presents him at his baptism. That's where he starts his beginning of Jesus and tells us about the Spirit of God descending upon him as a dove. So in Matthew, we have the wise man. In Mark, we have the dove. And then in Luke, Luke said, starts off his account of the gospel by saying, I want to put things in order. And so he says, I want to tell you about his birth. I want to tell you about the nativity. I want to tell you about someone in his simplicity. I want to tell you about someone who was born in Bethlehem, where the shepherds there take care of the flocks for the temple. I want to tell you about this babe who was the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, who was born there in Bethlehem. And he was the sheep, the lamb, that would ultimately go and pay the sacrifices for the whole world. And in Luke, we see the star. In Luke, we see the shepherds. And we see them coming to the stable. Now in John, we see that the Word became flesh. John's account of the nativity, John's account of the beginning is the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And John, he presents to us that the Savior of the world is none other than the Creator Almighty, who moved out of heaven and moved into a cradle. He tells us about the Heavenly Father who became flesh. And in John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, we read these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And all God's people said, Amen. And all God's people said, Amen. That's a little better. Have you thought about it? Who is Jesus to you? What kind of sound? What does your Christmas sound like? Does it just sound secular, or does it sound sacred? Does your Christmas sound out the words of that night so long ago, whenever Jesus came into this world, when God did something that no one had ever done before, that a virgin gave birth, and that child became Emmanuel, God with us. Not God looking off from afar, not God who has no interest in us except whenever the angels may come and give him a little report of what's going on in your life, but God with us. You know, and I understand man's curiosity. I understand man wanting to find life on other planets, but don't you find it amazing? with all the technology that we have today, that they still haven't found anyone anywhere else, and that God made this world to put His love into it and everything else to center and focus around it? I asked a man one time, a fellow student in seminary that I had also gone through college with, his name was Tim. I said, Tim, what if there is life on other planets? He just looked at me very quickly and very confidently and said, well, Danny, if they're ungodly, they need Jesus. I thought, man, that is the answer, because that's who Jesus died for. He died for the ungodly, and whether you are aware of it or not, that includes me and that includes you. And I want you to think with me quickly here about what John, how he introduces Jesus, how he begins his nativity, if you please, his Christmas. And he begins by telling us he is the Word. And all through the Gospel of John, as he talks about the introduction of Jesus, he talks about him as the Word. Jesus is the Word. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by him. Don't you find it interesting that the Word is a person and not something in print? The Word from God. And the Bible tells us that he was from the beginning. In other words, he was there before there was a beginning. Does that make sense to you? No, it doesn't make sense to me. But one of these days, we will be able to look and see, when we see God face to face, we're going to understand how he could be and how he could become before there was a beginning. But the Bible teaches us that in the beginning was the Word. And that is John's word for who Jesus is. He was the Word. And there was not anything that was made that wasn't made through him. Everything came through him. Now, I love how simple the Bible makes Jesus. It's just simple. He doesn't have all these complicated formulas and everything. It's just simple. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There's not all these different branches of heavenly government going on, and all, and God doesn't have his cabinet and brings in all these different people and has to interview them for them. It's just God, and God is Jesus. And the Word became flesh. And the Bible teaches us that in the beginning was the Word, and all things were made through him, and in that Word was life. Life. There's a verse of Scripture, and I believe it's in Job 4, verse 4, that said, your words have kept men on their feet. Has anyone ever given you a word, a timely word, that, man, it just revitalized you? A word of encouragement, someone that you weren't expecting it from, at a time that you weren't expecting it, and someone maybe just sent you a text message, dropped you a card, sent you an email, gave you a call at just the right time, and they had no idea what was going on in your life, and it was like you were able to come back to life. It was as though you had an elephant with his foot on your chest and you couldn't breathe, and all of a sudden it was like you had life again. In him was life. From the beginning. The Word was from the beginning. And I want to tell you something else the Bible tells us here. In verse 12, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe on his name. The Word is not only from the beginning, but it was also worth believing. Worth believing. There's some things in this world that are just not worth believing. It's just not worth spending your time on. Do you ever get addicted to the news? Do you ever get to where you have to check the news? And I tell you, with all these little gadgets that we can carry around with us now, and these smartphones. I don't know if I feel really smarter now that I have a smartphone, because there's some times that dumber is better. There's some things I really wish. Let me tell you about what you need to know about sin. More than you know. More than you know. Do you ever get addicted to, man, you just got to pull up the news several times a day? I want to tell you something. If something really important happens, you'll hear about it. You'll hear about it. I'm not saying don't stay informed. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I am saying that there's some things just aren't worth listening to, and they're sure not worth believing. But Jesus is worth believing. Oh, wasn't that a precious word? Listen to this. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name. Do you believe in Jesus? I want to tell you something about John's nativity story. He also talks about the new birth, because it's in the gospel that John wrote about Jesus that we have the most famous verse that in all of Christendom, and that is, "For God some of y'all stuttered on that. Born again. Because he was born, you and I can be born again just by believing. Do you believe? Oh, it's so simple. Oh, no, Brother Danny, I've tried that. Some of you kind of like my youngest grandson. The Mother's Day Out Christmas program took place a week ago this past Thursday. And so Luke's little sister, Kelsey, was in the Mother's Day Out program. So he was sitting back there with his mother and dad. And Dana comes in and sits down beside him. And as soon as she starts in the pew, Luke looks up at his grandmother and says, "Nana, why didn't you pick me up at school today?" She looked at him and said, "Well, Luke." And of course, Dana's thinking, "Oh, my word, I was supposed to pick him up and I forgot it." She said, "Luke, I didn't know I was supposed to pick you up." He said, "Nana, I've been praying every day." I mean, he was just so animated. "I've been praying every day that you would pick me up at school." And I walk outside, same old mom and daddy. Have you been praying that God would change your life and you just don't seem to think there's any change? I want to tell you something. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe that he is the Son of God? Do you believe that he was from the beginning? And do you believe that he came and dwelt among us? And do you believe that he was the Son of God, who was the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world? Do you believe that on the third day he rose? Then I invite you to tell Jesus that you know you're a sinner, that you turn from your sin, you turn to him, and you know and you believe that he can forgive you of your sins, and that's why he died on the cross for your sins, and experience new birth. Believe. What does Christmas sound like to John? Christmas sounds like the Word was from the beginning, and the Word was worth believing, and the Word became flesh. Is that all he said? No. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Have you beheld the glory of God? Have you just, in your life, been going through all kinds of things, and all of a sudden God just shows up and shows out, and you beheld his glory? Or did you miss it? Did you miss it? Maybe you've missed it in the past, but you don't want to miss it now. You beheld his glory. The glory of what? The glory of the only begotten Son of God. Do you know there are those that teach that Jesus had a brother? You know who they teach that his brother was? Lucifer. It's kind of like the difference between Jeff and Mark. I mean, it's just, I didn't say who was who, son. I didn't say who was who. How in the world could that happen? If the Word was with God and the Word was God, how could Satan also be his brother? Then we'd have to have two gods. There's one God and one mediator between God and man, and that's the man, Jesus Christ. And we beheld. He became flesh, and we beheld him, the only begotten of the Father. In Matthew says, Jesus sounds sovereign to me. He's king. In Mark, he sounds like a servant to Mark. In Luke, he sounds like just a simple Savior who was born in Bethlehem. And in John, he shines. He shines, for he is the light of the world. And that is what Christmas should sound like. Would you stand?
Once again, we'd like to thank you for joining us for Sharpening Our Souls, the ministry of Old River Baptist Church. If you'd like to contact this ministry, you can do so by visiting www.oldriverbaptist.com, or you can call the office at 281-576-6030. Our mailing address is 12948 FM 1409, Dayton, Texas, 77535. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week for another edition of Sharpening Our Souls.